Bankrate.com, a consumer financial services company, recently released results of their survey estimating 24 million homeowners, one in six, believe using a home equity loan to keep up with bills is okay. Now, this isn't about borrowing for a big ticket item like appliances or a remodel, but using money you have accrued over time from your home's purchase to pay everyday or monthly bills. The survey showed that younger homeowners and lower income homeowners said this most often. With us now to talk more about this is Greg McBride via Skype. He is the chief financial analyst for Bankrate.com, and he says these survey results are an indication that there are a lot of financially strained households out there that don't have a lot of fallback options when something unexpected pops up. Is that right, Greg?
Yes. This is just keeping up with regular bills. So if there's any disruption, say, in your regular income, and all of a sudden you've got a gap to fill, you know, the income's coming up a little bit short, but the monthly bills are not. Home equity really is what, you know, people would look to fill that gap in lieu of having other resources. And so it just really underscores the importance of building an emergency savings cushion that can be the buffer between you and having to borrow whenever unplanned expenses arise or you have some sort of financial disruption.
Right. So I want to take a quick step back and talk about what a home equity loan is exactly and how they work. Like, are these generally going to be high interest rates?
Much like every other form of borrowing, the interest rate is going to be priced commensurate to your level of risk. But relative to other products, the rates tend to be pretty low because it's secured by the equity you have in your home. It's secured by real estate. So while higher than what you would pay on a traditional first mortgage because it's in a second lien position, it's still going to be much, much lower than a rate on, say, a credit card.
Are they safe? Are they risky? Are we seeing that people are paying them back when they're due?
Well, safe or risky really depends on who you see when you look in the mirror. disciplined homeowners that are, they've got good financial habits, they're not leaning on credit to support their lifestyle, but instead are using their home equity in a savvy way, it can be a good thing, whether you're consolidating debt from, say, an unplanned medical expense to reduce your interest charges, savvy homeowners that, are using this to enhance the value or market value of their home by making strategic home improvements or home repairs.
But they're not always a smart idea, especially, like you're saying, if they're going into paying your everyday bills, that's not necessarily what they're structured for.
Exactly. If you're leaning on home equity to keep up with regular bills, that's a sign of a much bigger problem, that you're lacking other resources that can absorb any type of financial disruption, or that worst case, that you're living beyond your means. And that's what needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. You cannot borrow your way to prosperity, regardless of whether it's a home equity loan or any other form of borrowing.
So what's behind this? I mean, is this just a lack of financial education, or is this companies, banks that are giving out these loans heavily marketing them?
No, I mean, this is, I mean, the good news, and when we look at sort of the big picture of what we found in the survey, it was very encouraging because generally speaking, homeowners have a good sense of what's an appropriate reason to borrow from home equity and what's not an appropriate reason.
Okay.
Home repairs, home improvement was the one reason that a majority of homeowners cited as being a good reason and the best reason to borrow from home equity. Mm-hmm. This particular aspect of it, the one in six that would look to home equity to keep up with regular household bills, is just indicative of those households that are more strained financially. They're stretched further, and that's underscored by the fact that the incidence was higher among lower income households. About one in three homeowners with income of $30,000 a year or less said that they would look to home equity. It was about double for households that, younger homeowners, millennials, they may have used up their savings just getting into the home in the first place. Now, if there's an unexpected financial need, that they would look to the home equity. So, I think, again, just indicative of a lack of other resources like emergency savings or just, really, really tight household budget.
Okay. So what does this say about the market? I mean, obviously, housing prices are going up. Do people just have a lot more equity than they might have before? And so this is an option they might not have had before?
Well, equity cushion is growing as home prices have gone up and as people are paying down mortgage balances. People are more reluctant to tap into that home equity now than what we saw 10, 15 years ago. And that's a good thing. You know, prior to the financial crisis, people were using the homes as ATMs. They were using home equity to take vacations, you know, buy all the latest toys, and that didn't end well. And what we've seen is a real shift in attitudes. You know, there, we did not find many people that say that they're going to use their home equity to take a vacation or go buy a boat or something like that. And that's a marked change from what we would have found, say, 12 years ago, when that type of activity was pretty rampant.
So there's one lesson learned before the crash. So does that mean that we are, this is not heading for a bubble? This, the rates of this look like they're lower than that. They were about 8.3% home equity. Lines of credit were the highest around 2007 then, and now they're about 6%, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a broader concern about, you know, any sort of systemic risk or anything like that. I mean, I think the one troubling finding that we found here is just a reflection of the fact that, particularly in a time when household income growth has been hard to come by, that there are a lot of homeowners that, you know, they're still pretty stretched. The household budget's tight, and there's not a whole lot of wiggle room. And unfortunately, when there's not a whole lot of wiggle room, the found money is oftentimes the home equity.
Yeah. All right. Greg McBride is the chief financial analyst with Bankrate.com. Greg, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.